Blog Talk Radio.
Just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years, and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks us to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man.
It was actually playing on this whole thing, and I was like, okay, I like this song. I like this shit. Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Nicole. Welcome to the show. Let me give you a round of applause, of course.
Huh?
I'm going to give you a round of applause. Hold tight. Nicole?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm just trying to look for locally the questions of what I wanted to ask you.
Oh, okay.
Let me see what I want to ask her. Oh, my goodness.
Start trying those things. I had my first one like 2 days ago. Cigarette.
Oh.
Really?
I'm
not having. Oh, those are cute though.
Yeah, but
oh, they keep flapping off. Yeah. You going to go dance salsa now? Oh, wow. That's hot. You think there's a class around here?
No, it's like later on in the quarter.
Oh. Oh, that's nice.
No, I used to dance about it.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to see.
Oh, so maybe you should change. Yeah, so maybe you should change into those. Oh, so then go change. So you can, yeah. No, but then maybe you keep them in your pocketbook. But the dark brown would go with that outfit. Yeah. Yeah, the green, because then it'll look kind of camouflagey. You know, all the colors in camouflage, brown, green. Thank you. Yeah, I guess a little dress at this boutique yesterday that I went to. It's like on 33rd in Madison.
That's what you're like.
Yeah, I'm just feeling the dress. Yes, I am. It's one of those nights. Shoot. I'm looking for trouble.
Okay. Nicole, I found the questions.
Okay, cool.
Nicole? All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Who were some of your influences?
Tina Davis.
Okay.
Tina Davis was a big. She's always been a mentor of mine. She was actually the first woman that I saw in this business that was really doing it and looking fabulous. And she actually taught me everything that I know about the game.
Mm-hmm. Now, what made you want to work in the entertainment industry?
You know what? I knew I wanted a platform to talk in, because I've always been just chatty, but I didn't know that I wanted radio. I really didn't know anything about entertainment. When I actually met Tina, I was at John Jay's finishing up my forensic degree. Said, you know, you have entirely too much personality for Rikers Island, where I was interning at the time, and she just kind of took me under her wing, and she was working with DMX and Drew Hill and all these great people. And because no one in my family was ever doing entertainment. You know, we're doctors and we're lawyers, so I knew nothing about the entertainment world. And I didn't like rap. I was so not that girl. So
right.
I just knew that I wanted to talk, but I didn't know how I was going to go about it. So honestly, she just taught me everything. She just introduced me to a whole new world. I kind of think she kind of turned me out.
Right, okay. Do you still speak with Tina from day in and day out?
I speak to her on a daily basis. That is still my girl.
Okay,
that is still,
okay.
That is still my ace boo coon.
So, the big question of the day, why did you leave the Wendy Williams show?
Well, you know, things happen, life changes, and, you know, and some certain issues to play, but I can't really get into detail about that, but, you know, things happen. And
okay,
I had to do what I had to do. Uh-huh.
Can you just give us a little scoop, a little scoop?
No, I'm sure it's not different from what you guys have seen on Google or in the paper or anything like that. I rather, you know, I'm past it. You know, it was a rough point in my life, and I had to get over it and grow up, and I did so, and I grew a much tougher skin. I'm Teflon now, and that's the best thing.
One more thing about that. By you doing that, did it when you filed a lawsuit? Did you get to your point of why you did it and what happened? Did it get you all straightened out by you doing this?
I don't understand your question.
Okay, it's alleged that you thought that you filed a lawsuit. Okay, by you filing a lawsuit, did it solve the problem basically?
I'm in a bit. I am a lot happier. I'm in a much better place. I feel a lot. I'm a lot happier. So yeah, I definitely have no regrets. Everything is a learning experience and a lesson learned, and I'm grateful to be here and to have an opportunity, you know, to start my life fresh and do the things that I always wanted to do. And I'm not looking back. I don't believe that I have anything to hang my head low on or anything holding me back at this point. Sky's the limit.
Okay. Okay. When you left the window show, did it open doors for you?
Listen, I think this whole world has opened up for me.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know what I mean? I'm definitely not the person that felt that anything was close to me. I'm not that girl. And doors closed, go ahead and knock it down. So
right.
This world has definitely opened up to me. I do feel like I am loved, and I will continue to bust my behind the way I've always done and continue to make a name for myself in this business.
Okay.
And build my brand.
No doubt. Is there any bad blood between you or Wendy or WBLS?
I can only speak for myself. There's no bad blood in my body for anyone.
Okay.
Everything in life. It's a learning experience. You know, I'm not the only one that's gone through things. I'm not the only one that's experienced certain hardships. I'm not, and I won't be the last one. But I'm just hoping that I can speak for the people that, you know, that when things get bad, you can turn it around. You do not have to live that life. You can live the life that you always wanted to live.
That's
you can
right,
do that.
That's right.
You
that's
know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Like,
right,
honestly,
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't be Wayne and Lesma's daughter if I let something like this hold me down and stop any of my dreams from coming to fruition. I mean, even, you know, despite how it ended, that was a platform that I wanted, and I bust my behind to get it. I started as an intern, and I cultivated, and I made, and I became the publicist, and then I became the talent producer, and I did everything on the back of me through blood, sweat, and tears of Nicole. And if I could do that and push anyone else's store, push anybody else's product, then God knows what I can do for me. Push me. I know exactly what I'm about, and all the love and passion that I have for myself and my product. So at the end of the day, you know. Nothing can hold me back. Nothing. No.
When the situation happened, you became a celebrity. You know, everybody knew you.
No.
Who you were. You know, you became a celebrity.
No.
I mean, I was gonna ask, did you have security with you when you walked the streets? You know, or what you?
I gotta tell you, I don't like to think that type of stuff is that's no celebrity thing. You know, that's not something that's definitely not something to. That I felt. I don't consider myself a celebrity. I'm still a little girl in this struggle, in this grind, and I definitely don't hold myself as a celebrity. And yeah, you know, I was not used to what took place. You know what I mean? I definitely didn't expect the media to be all in and just become something public. So I was very unnerved. I was, and I did. Do what I felt like I needed to do to protect myself and my family. Because again, I mean, I'm only 5'2", 120. I mean, I'm a little thing. I can't do much, and I'm definitely not intimidating.
Right. Oh,
you know.
Well, what do you?
So I had, yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Finish up.
No, I just said, yeah. You know, so you know, I did have friends that stayed with me and you know, and held me down and did those things to make me feel better about you know, but I did lay low. Please, let's be clear. I laid low for a while because I just didn't feel like my life was my own anymore. You know, this is it was something private that was now exposed to everyone, you know.
Right.
So I think that, you know, my tears, everybody probably looked as like, oh, I know what she's crying for. It was just not, it's just not private. It just wasn't private, and it was very unnerving. But it's okay.
Right.
It's all good.
What do you like about your job?
About my job?
What do you like about your job?
I love interfacing with my celebrity friends. I love being able to call up anyone and get them to move the way that I want them to and them trust me and want to come onto the show and trust the fact that, you know, that I had respect for them and their craft, and I would not, you know, make sure that when they came on the show that they were taken care of and that they got exactly what they wanted out of it, and that was being on the number one platform and giving them an opportunity to promote what they came to promote. I love that stuff. I love interfacing with everyone. You know, I'm just someone that there's something about me that no one necessarily like intimidates me. I can walk up to you and make a friend instantly. And
right.
And it was just a job that I was able to see the fruits of my labor on a daily basis. Something like that, watching a show. Something in the morning, putting a show together and watching it go and listening to the audience go crazy and want more. And even when you got off the air, they still wanted to hear more. They loved it. I mean, it definitely was a show within a show. And,
right.
You know, it's that's one thing about the entertainment is that it's a hard grind. It's definitely not everyone is cut out for it. You definitely need tough skin. But you definitely get the fruits of your labor. You definitely get to see it instantly.
Right.
And it's a beautiful thing. It is.
They have a question for you in the chat room. They said, what are her plans for the future? What is she working on? Somebody say that in chat room.
I just started my own little website. The aesthetics are still being taken care of right now. It's Nicole Spence, www.nicolespence.me. And I'm really just cultivating my brand. I really see myself as a leading lifestyle, sex, and relationship expert. Right now I'm just doing my whole, you know, I'm blogging on everything that I'm dealing with in this life. I'm dating, sexing, nutrition. I'm getting my certification in both yoga and Pilates. So I will be opening up my own wellness spa and teaching everyone and you know, just living life and loving it and just bringing everybody along with me. You know, I'm a work in progress. I am not a ready-made machine. Now, there's things that I need to do in order to really be a good black woman. And that's exactly what I'm working on right now. So I just want to bring everybody along with me. I don't want to spew advice. I want it to be conversational. I want you to learn from my mistakes, and I learn from yours, and we grow together.
That's right. That's right. That is
so
right.
I see a lot of things under NicoleSpence.me. It's Nicole in real life, and it's all my life. I'm always writing, talking about from bad dates to good dates, from bad experience to great ones, from gaining 10 pounds to losing it. You know what I mean? Things like that.
Right. Okay, I'm actually done with questions and everything, and I appreciate you calling to the show.
Timothy,
yesterday.
I appreciate you. I really, really do. I enjoy talking to you. You know that.
yeah, thank you. And I thank you for calling in yesterday to the show. Vinny was like, I know her. Where do I know her from? I'm like, Vinny, I don't know. I don't want to.
No,
you like,
can tell them. I have no bad blood with Ed. Honestly. I know a lot of people have been like, oh, the industry probably closed off to her. The industry has not closed their door to me. None of my celebrity friends have ever closed their door to me. I have gotten more love and support than I ever thought I was going to get. And it's just going to keep going because at the end of the day, I am who I am. And people know the type of work that I do and they know who I am as a person. And that's the great thing about being a talent producer is that the relationships that I have are strong. And they know who I am at the end of the day. And I'm going to keep it moving.
That's right. Nicole, of course, we have to meet one day and hang out. I don't know when.
Yeah.
We have to one day.
Okay.
And I would love to work with you over at Double Exposure, you with Angelo. It seems
like that would be so dope.
So you need to call Angelo and tell him, like, yo, Tim wants to come over here. He's a genius in publicity. You know, tell him
if you are serious, I will call him ASAP because I'm telling you, I just
I'll
feel
do,
so good
I'll
about
do
that about that whole
week.
Movement over there. Good.
I'll do for $250 a week. I'm being honest. I'm just going to I will. I actually will because, you know, it's not about the money. It really is about the, you know, the job. I love to do it. You know what I mean? I love to do it. I really love to do it. And,
you gotta love it in order to do it. Otherwise, you ain't moving shit. You know.
That's absolutely right.
You know what I mean?
That's right. I know this is crazy. Where are you now? Where are you at now?
Well, I'm actually calling. I'm actually on a date,
okay.
A little first date. So
okay.
I'm actually stepping out on it, but it's not going all that great. I'll blog about it.
Oh my goodness.
You know, it's a bit of a dry one, but it doesn't matter. We gotta kiss a lot of frogs till we get our prince, and I'm gonna kiss.
Oh my goodness!
Till I get it.
We don't. Okay, I didn't mean to ask you. I don't want the whole world to know your business. We're on live air, so I gotta be careful.
No, it's all good. This is a part of my life. This is all the things that I'm doing in order to get it together. So we're gonna talk about these duds until I find the right one.
I know that's right. Listen, I want you to continue on with your date, and my number's the same. It's been the same for 10 years. So
okay.
You know,
Thank you, Timothy.
No problem. And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you so much. And don't forget, www.nicolespence.me.
Okay, and don't forget about the two interviews that I would love to have on here. We can't forget about that.
No, I will not, Timothy. I know what we got cooking.
Okay, because I'm going to come over and get your hair cut if you forget.
Okay, you're silly. Okay.
All right, Nicole, thank you so much.
All right, Timothy, thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too.
All right, take care. Peace.
Nicole? Oh, she left. Shout out to Nicole Spence, the former talent booker from the Wendy Williams Show over at WBLS. She eventually filed a huge lawsuit against Kevin Hunter, which is Wendy Williams' husband, and this became a huge media outlet, and it basically became so huge. So shout out to Nicole for reaching out to me and wanting to come on the show and tell her story. I appreciate my people in the chat room, and so shout out to them as well. I want to play some music. I got like 8 more minutes into the show, and I'm coming back on actually 11:30. So you guys don't worry about it. I'll be back on. I'm gonna do a lot of talking. I got my entertainment report coming up in next show. I don't have one for this show, but it's all right. It's all right. We still got some music I can play. Electric Red will be here on Monday. Our Def Jam recording our Electric Red R&B girl group. They were discovered by the one and only The Dream. They were discovered by him, so they'll be on the show to talk about their new album. I believe it's How to Be a Lady. It's 4 members. All 4 members will be here. Shout out to Naughty by Nature for coming on the show yesterday. Last night they were here. Shout out to everybody who was in the chat room yesterday and all people who called in. The phone lines were so overwhelming. It was great. So shout out to everybody who called in yesterday. Naughty by Nature, everybody, who tunes into my show. Thank you for making me one of the top blog hosts on Blog Talk Radio. I got that phone call from Blog Talk Radio, and I'm, just honored right now. So shout out to them. I love Blog Talk Radio for giving me this opportunity, and shout out to all the people who appeared on the Timothy Hodge Show, from Stephanie Mills to Gloria Gaynor, Smokey Robinson, everybody who just, appeared on the show. Thank you so much for coming by and blessing my airways. I'm going to play some music, and I'll be right back. Here is Lil' Kim featuring 50 Cent entitled Magic Stick. I'll be right back.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hit the baddest chick. Sure they don't believe me, then come with me tonight. And I showed you magic. What? Magic. I got the magic stick.
I'm a freak to the core. Get a dose once, you gon' want some more. My tongue touch your girl, your toes bound to curl. This exclusive stick, I don't share with the world. I had you up early in the morning, back shot, drop of the low, can't stop us. Been a fiend for this, this rock him made hits. Get the position down back, then it's time to switch. I rock the boat, I work the minute. I speed it up, straight beat it up. And I ain't in the hood with my toes down low. I'm in the telly working up a sweat stroke. Tonight's the night, you can fall in love. You can call your mama right now, tell her you met a dog. I pop a lot of shit cause I can back it up. My left stroke's the death stroke.
I got the magic trick. I know if I can lick once, I can lick twice. I can be the baddest shit. Sure you don't believe me, then come with me tonight. And I'll show you magic.
What?
Magic. I got the magic trick.
Lil' Kim, not a whore, but I sex a nigga so good, he gotta tell his boys when it come to sex, don't test my skills, cause my head game, how you head over hills, give a nigga the chills, have him pay my bills, buy matching Lambos with the same color wheels. When I ain't out shopping, feeling good, see, I'm in the crib, giving niggas deep throat. Tonight, Lil' Kim gon' have you in the zone, girl, call your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wife me, give me the ring, I'll do it anywhere, anyhow, I'm down for anything. Couple of humps, give a nigga goosebumps. This junk in my trunk ain't made for chumps. When Little Kim's around, you don't need to lie. It's a drug, baby, I'm making you high.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice.
I am the baddest shit. Sure you don't believe me, then come with me tonight. And I'll show you magic.
What? Magic.
I got the magic.
Put your face in it. I know you sprung off in your tongue. I know you tasting it.
Tricks in a race,
but I have the tools. Nigga breaking records in the science.
1 minute, 6 seconds. Magic stick.
I got the magic pop. Had that ass tricking at the one back shot.
The
gifts, the ice, I like that a lot.
The mink, the leather, the steel shot.
Got the maggot shit. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hit the baddest shit. Show they don't believe me, then come with me tonight.
Yeah. Here's another one. And another one. Yeah. From Lil' Kim, the Queen Bee.
This lady's night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight. Keep the rhymes right, y'all. I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on.
Bang this in your whip. Pack some cold roly with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kick. I've dismissed all you chicks. Fit six from the fourth, fifth. Make it dance.
Ow!
I stay focused. The dope like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hope it and tote it. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack. You jack. Sit it. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck. In the box to my double. Let me see you do the bank head. If you're rich. It's the rap made with the QB. And I got all my sisters with me.
Thank y'all for listening and tuning in today. I'm gonna leave you with Keisha Cole featuring Monica entitled Trust. I love you guys. I'll be back at 11:30. Peace.
What up, Mo?
What up?
You know it's your girl, KC.
Oh, hey.
I've been thinking about this guy. I really feel a lot. And
yeah.
Everything that he's been through, I just want him to trust me.
He should.
I'll never hurt him, but...
But what?
You know...
Love. If he loves you, he need to show you that he loves you.
I just feel like...
Let me be the one who can take you from all the things you see. And if you trust in me, I can be that for anything you need.
Anything you need.
Give it all to me, baby. Don't you run from me, baby. I'll give you every little piece of me. No, I won't leave out a thing, cause
I know you've seen a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right. But I won't hurt you, I'm down for you, baby.
I know you've seen a lot
of things. Seen a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right. But I won't hurt you, I'm down for you, baby.
For you, baby.
Let me show you love can be easy. You just let it be. Nothing is promised, but I believe if you give me everything.
Trust.